I have images of you snooping around when that mad old fool in his temple bought it. His droids kept the Empire at bay for years, you know. Once they were gone, the planet was easy picking.
Drexel's purple face twisted in something that could only have been a snarl.
Half the metal is gone in this area, and what's left isn't worth excavating. And now you come scurrying back here, acting all innocent. Well, we saw you first and arranged this little reception. No more mother loads for you, I'm afraid. No more lucky finds. Your masters will think twice before messing with us again when we present your head to them on a platter. Ready!
The raiders tightened their grips on their weapons and pointed them at various locations on his body. I think you're being unreasonable.
Take aim!
The raiders squinted down sights and along sword blades. Before Drexel could give the order to fire, the apprentice dropped to one knee and telekinetically shoved with all his strength. He couldn't deflect everything at once, but he could shorten the odds a little. Rodians flew everywhere, arms and leg akimbo, in a sudden maelstrom of rubbish. Weapons slipped from startled fingers, some discharged, adding to the confusion. The pipe flexed and twisted, resonating to the force of his blow. The apprentice didn't waste any time following up on that surprise. Lightsaber cutting aqua arcs through the air, he struck down on any Rodians who managed to get to their feet. Their alien squeals and cries grew louder when he started using Sith lightning to drive them ahead of him up the tunnel. Drexel ran at the head of the pack, exhorting his underlings to fire behind them as they fled. Any bolts that did come the apprentice's way, he managed to send back at their source, prompting renewed cries of alarm and panic. The tunnel suddenly ended, leading into a cavern hollowed out from the junkyard with a high vaulted roof and piles of reclaimed rubbish laid out in rows. The apprentice almost laughed. Without knowing it, he'd been following a path right into Drexel's lair. If the raiders hadn't ambushed him, he would have popped up in their midst anyway, and conflict would have been inevitable. As the raiders fanned out and called for help, he reached up through the force and brought down one of the overhead beams. The raiders directly below scattered as it crashed to the floor. A rain of trash followed. The ceiling sagged. One of the raiders hopped behind the controls of a scavenged quad laser cannon. The apprentice crouched to defend himself from a stream of energy fire. The deflected bolts discharged into the walls of the chamber, provoking further collapse.
Stop that, you idiot!
Cried Drexel. The apprentice seconded that sentiment. With a flexing of his will, another beam came down from directly above the quad cannon, squashing it and its operator under an avalanche of rubbish. The roof sagged heavily now. Another broken beam would bring the whole lot crashing down. Seeing that there was no way he could win, Drexel bolted for a jetpack leaning against the far wall. He was too far away for Sith lightning, so the apprentice threw an assortment of tubes, restraining bolts, and drained batteries at him. Jumping and ducking, the Rodian managed to dodge all of them. Scooping up the jetpack and swinging one arm through the straps, Drexel bolted for an exit on the far side of the chamber. The apprentice reached out one hand with the palm cupped and lifted the device into the air. Drexel's feet left the ground and his legs pinwheeled in space.
Wah!
He cried, frantically trying to start the jetpack. Higher he rose, wriggling and wailing. The jetpack coughed and flared into life. The apprentice held it tight for a moment as Drexel pushed the throttle forward in an attempt to break free. When the engine was straining at its maximum output, the apprentice flipped it upside down and let go. With one final cry, Drexel Roosh plowed into the ground and the jetpack exploded. The shockwave was too much for the ceiling, which collapsed in a slow but inevitable rush. The apprentice walked through the chaos, deflecting the worst of it. In the path he left behind, no living being stirred.